ready?
Wait, aren't you going to ask me a question?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay, yeah, so ready.
Place where my loud voice actually helps, you know? Every other situation is like a detriment. It annoys everyone. But this is the one place where people can actually hear me.
Oh, this is where it counts, right?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it really does.
Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Gil Hova. I run Formal Ferret Games. I designed the networks.
How are you finding the UK Games Expo?
I'm having a blast. So I sat down with someone who works with a big game company, and he said what he liked about UK Games Expo is that it's a happy convention. People are happy here. They're not grumpy, they're not rushed. And I really see that, you know? It's a good, I would call it a mid-sized convention, you know, calling, say, Essen a large convention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this certainly isn't a small convention, but, you know, it's not near Essen size either. Yeah. So it's this nice middle size, you know, where we've got enough people to build a critical mass. You got a ton of people here. They're having a great time, but it's not so big and so huge that you're totally cramped, you're rushed, you're worried. I think people here are really excited. They're really happy to be here. And I don't think there don't seem to be a lot of conventions this size in this area. I think they're really happy that something like this is happening here.
How's it gone for you so far?
I'm sold out.
You're sold out?
I'm sold out of the networks. That's how it's going. So
that's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Currently half one on Saturday.
Yes. So yes, it's been good. So we're now shifting over to taking pre-orders of the game. It was great. I have some copies, but those copies are for Kickstarter backers picking up the game. And that has been the best part, you know? Because when you run a Kickstarter, you make a promise, and there's always this worry in the back of your head, what happens if disaster strikes, if it can't fulfill? And being able to hand the copy over and say, here's your game, thank you for backing it, is just an awesome feeling.
Yeah,
I'm really, really happy.
That in person.
Yeah, I'm really happy that people are able to get their game.
Hello, I am Hannah Beeching, marketing executive at Coiled Spring Games.
What's your aim for the expo?
Play loads of games with loads of people, and hopefully they will like them. Which they will, because they're amazing.
And how's that gone so far, then?
Really well. Look, we have barely any stock left, and our tables are brimming with all the people everywhere.
What do you enjoy most about the expo?
Getting to meet a lot of people, getting to see all the people that like our games, playing our new games, seeing people's reactions to them, if they like them, what's most popular. Seeing our competitors and what they're bringing to the table. There's just so much here. There's people in costumes. There's loads of really good food. So it's all around really good show.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Rob Berman. I'm the editor of Tabletop Gaming Magazine.
What's the big thing you're trying to get out of the expo this year?
So I think for us at the expo, we're celebrating our first anniversary. We've been on sale officially a year now with the magazine, so that's really great. It's a bit of a surprise. I think it's gone by really quick, but at the same time it seems quite slow as well. So yeah, we're selling copies of the magazine all weekend, and yeah, that's kind of what we're hoping to do, really.
What do you enjoy most about the expo?
Sadly, most of the time I'm standing behind this table, so I don't get to see a lot of what the show's got, but I think it's such a fantastic place to see a huge variety of games. You know, I think you've got obviously kind of very casual games right through to kind of more hardcore miniature games as well. And that's, I think, exactly kind of how it is in the UK at the minute. You've got such a broad spectrum of different gamers, which is why we wanted to do the magazine, to kind of cover all those different things. I think it's great that you can just come and get a game in, and especially if it's on all weekend, it's even better.
I'm Joe McKellar. I'm the marketing manager for Osprey Games. We're kind of an offshoot of Osprey Publishing, which is better known for military history, but been doing war games for a while and now just getting into the board and card games as well.
Great. What is it you're looking to get from the UK Games Expo?
Well, I think it's to change that perception of us just as a military book publisher, and just to tell people that, hey, we're doing games. We're taking that knowledge that we had doing books and that quality we brought to books and bring that to board and card games as well. This is the first time we've come to the show, and it's been really nice. It's been a good traffic of people, but not kind of insurmountable. You know, it's busy, but not overwhelming. And it just, everybody seems in really good spirits. It's a really kind of nice, family-friendly affair. So far, very impressed.
Indeed, yes. My name's Rob Harris. I run Playtest UK with the help of a fantastic team of people. So we're running the Playtest Zone at the UK Games Expo, where new designers can bring their games and their prototypes to be played by members of the public, so they can get feedback and hopefully then go away and improve their game and look to get published some of the games, and some of the games will be self-published.
How important is the Expo for you guys?
It's really, really great opportunity, the Expo. We have monthly meetings around the country, so we're actually in 11 different cities. But those meetings tend to be designers playing with designers. So you get fantastic feedback about maybe the structure of the game or different aspects of the gameplay. But the Expo is where you actually get to sit down with the customers, the sort of the gaming public, as it were. And sometimes, you know, you may have had several meetups with designers that explain that, about card drafting or all sort of the technical mechanics of a game. But sometimes here, if you sit down, an eight-year-old sits opposite you and says, "Yeah, but I'm really bored." You know, you go, "Okay, that's actually really important feedback. I need to know that this game is going to be engaging to people of different age groups." You know, so yeah, it's a different type of feedback, but it's really, really valuable. Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for us here, and it really is. I mean, it's astonishing how big this show is now. It's incredible. The guys have done an amazing job, the organisers. They really, I just take my hat off to them. You know, starting from such a small base, in 10 years they're in the NEC, and I think next year it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, so, hi, I'm Paul Grogan. I'm representing Czech Games Edition here at UK Games Expo 2016.
What's the most exciting thing for you about seeing the convention grow over the last few years?
I have to admit, when I walked into the exhibit hall on the Thursday to set up the booth, I kind of got a lump in my throat, because when UK Games Expo started, it was small, in the Clarendon Suites, over in the middle of Birmingham. It was just a few hotel rooms put together with a load of gamers and one guy in the corner selling games. I'm a regular Essen attendee. I've been to Essen for the last 16 years. I go to Gen Con, I go to Origins. I see those big events. And what we had in the UK 10 years ago was great, and Richard and Tony have done a fantastic job with it, but it wasn't a patch on the others. Walking into the NEC on Thursday, it was just, yes, we are here now. This is now UK Games Expo on the map. I mean, it's been on the map before, but this is a step up. So yeah, for us to be in the NEC, attendance figures have gone up massively, I believe, according to the numbers. So yeah, I think it's really good for me as part of Czech Games Edition, because I'm the UK guy for CG, but for UK gaming in general, I think this is now an event which other international publishers need to be coming to. I mean, a lot of them do already, but if you're not coming here, you should. So, yeah.
Yes, what do you think that means then for the UK industry?
Well, I think the UK gaming industry, like the rest of the world, is on an exponential rise at the moment, thanks to popular channels such as Will Wheaton's Tabletop and things like that, bringing gaming to such a wider variety. And a lot of the more modern games appealing to a wider audience, such as Codenames, but, you know, other games as well, are bringing people in who wouldn't necessarily come into the hobby. So it's a growing hobby anyway, and it is growing in the UK. You know, 5 years ago, I don't think we had any board game cafes in the UK. I've lost track now of how many we have.
Yeah.
So it is a good time to be in the hobby. I've been into gaming for more years than I can remember, and I was into the gaming when nobody had heard about it. And now you can go into some big stores and see Settlers of Catan and Carcassonne, and it's like, yeah, we're starting to get, it will always be a niche hobby, that's fine, but I'm speaking to people now who are not gamers going, "Oh yeah, I think there's a board gaming cafe in our local town," or somebody says, "Oh yeah, I went round to somebody's house and played a game called Codenames the other night," and it's like, yes, we're starting to grow, starting to get bigger, so yeah, it's great.
Okay, my name is Tony Boydell. I'm once part of Surprise Dare Games, and we've been going 13 years now developing games. This is our 10th year at UK Games Expo, so we've been at the Expo every single year that it's been on. In fact, you can't see this, but I'm waving a little badge. Those of us who've been here for the full length have got a little badge as well, so that's nice.
What's your perspective on the changes the UK Games Expo has been through?
Well, my overall view is that the new venue, the NEC, it's fantastic. It works really well. Any fears that people had about connectivity between the hotel and the venue, I think a 6-minute walk is not a problem. If it had been raining, I don't think that would have stopped people from getting to their games. I think it's not a problem at all. I think the guys, Richard and Tony and Pat, have done that absolutely the right thing. They started small, they tested it, they tweaked and twiddled, and they took baby steps. And they didn't sort of think, we'd like to have an Essendon in the UK, therefore let's just rent a big hall and do it. They just took their time, they've grown it, and they've managed it really well.
What do you see then as the future steps for the UK Games Expo?
Well, I think they'll have more halls, but I think they should really keep doing what they're doing. They cater for role players, cosplay, sci-fi geeks. They've got the seminars and they've got the special guests. You know, they're not all board gaming special guests. Colin Baker was here this year. Chris Barry was here last year. More space is definitely needed. I think because the last few years they've been going over to Essen Spiel and talking to the European companies about getting them to come over here. And I think now that they can see a venue that is an exhibition hall, a messe, rather than a couple of hotel rooms, I think they'll hopefully be more attracted to it.
Yeah,
because it looks like this hall, we're looking around now, this whole hall looks like hall two of Essen Spiel. You know, it's that big, all that stuff here is. So hopefully they'll get more halls and more foreign presence as well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Got any final comments, thoughts?
No, the coffee's all right. It's not brilliant. That's about it, really.
Perfect.